Have you checked the app on your phone that tracks screen time lately? You might get a bit of a fright. Many of us, of course, working from home and spending more time on the internet than ever before, probably just sitting around, wondering what to do, checking out your phone. Well, if you have children, they are also learning virtually or have way more time to play and socialize online. That raises privacy concerns and the need to be vigilant when it comes to monitoring what they're up to. David Morgan is a principal consultant at Morgan Privacy Consulting. He joins us live this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. When you listen to that, obviously, you know people who have children or whatever, they're spending more time online now on rainy days, maybe stuck indoors. What kinds of privacy concerns should we have for folks who are working from home or children who are online more these days?
Yeah, I'd say it's not just children. I'm certainly one of the people who's spending more time online now that, I'm not going out and seeing my friends quite so much. But, us folks who work in the privacy profession, we don't want to sound like a broken record and deliver the same messages all the time, but it really is the same sort of messages that people are hearing. So, we want people to maintain vigilance when it comes to using online tools and applications and that sort of thing, whether or not they're adults or they're kids, So we want them to be cautious when they're sharing information through different apps. So, if they're using Facebook or if they're using an application like TikTok, then they need to be aware of the information that they're putting up there. And certainly, the more applications that people are using and the more services that people are signing up for, they're creating more accounts all the time, so they need to be vigilant about the different passwords that they're using and make sure that they're keeping their passwords complicated and not sharing them too often between the different systems.
We did a story a couple of weeks ago about folks saying, look, watch out for these scams related to, tell us about your high school, and you give certain information, it might be a tip-off to somebody who's trying to scam you or hack into your account that, if you went to such and such a school and that was your password, they're basically mining for information without you even realizing it. You think you're having fun, but you're divulging things.
Yeah, that idea of the social engineering, the idea of a social threat where someone is trying to get little bits of information from you by asking these sorts of questions, like you say, going to high school or, your childhood pet's name or the street you grew up on. These are all these sorts of common security questions that are used by different applications to increase the level of security. But these seem like pretty innocent things when you're, trying to establish a social profile online. And you might think, oh, there's no real harm in sharing this information. But you need to be vigilant all the time and keep in mind, the entire profile that you're making available to people when you're interacting online.
What about issues related to Zoom? We were chatting with somebody earlier this morning, the Better Business Bureau, about people who can Zoom bomb and information. You might be talking about something that's highly classified within your business, and then somebody is, able to listen in and, maybe do something with that information. What can you do to be a little more private?
Yeah, Zoom had some real problems there. They're certainly getting a lot of media attention, and I think theirs is largely a question of timing. So they had a product which was fairly new out of the gate, but it was pretty easy to use and easy to create an account. And then all of a sudden, a pandemic happened, and their uptake just exploded, really. Everybody wanted to create a Zoom account and have Zoom meetings with their friends and use it for everything you could imagine. And really, the product sounds like it wasn't that mature, so they hadn't, applied appropriate levels of security and that sort of thing. Since then, they're scrambling to make their product more secure. They went out and bought a security company to add encryption to their product. But certainly, in terms of how you can be vigilant when you're using Zoom, certainly if you're creating a Zoom meeting, you want to make sure that you have strict control over the link that you send to people. So, if you are planning to have a meeting that's, 25, 50 people, you want to make sure that you've got you give them messaging as to not share the link, or at least let you know if they're going to share the link. And one of the things that people don't realize is they often send they create a Zoom meeting with a meeting number and a password, and the link that they send around actually has the meeting number and password embedded in it. So if you want tighter control, you should just send the link to Zoom and then send the meeting number and password separately.
All right. I want to ask you about TikTok, because a lot of kids are using it these days, and some adults as well. But, you know, even if your account says that it's private, is it really private? I mean, can people hack in there and see it? I mean, if you really wanted to get in and see, you know, one of my kids' TikTok accounts, it's possible, obviously. But does that privacy button really work?
Yeah, I think one of the things that people don't realize when it comes to the different settings that you have in your application, so whether it's TikTok or Facebook or something like that, is you need to be checking these settings on a regular basis. So, you know, sometimes people set it, and then they go ahead and they use an app, and then, you know, they're fooling around with their settings someday, and they click on this, or they say, you know, they want to share something with a different application, so they allow something, and next thing you know, it's changed a privacy setting, and they probably didn't realize what the implications of it were. So it's important for people to periodically take a look at the privacy settings that they've established and make sure they are what they want. So, you know, a great example of that, TikTok is one example, but, you know, Facebook's another good one. So Facebook just released a new interface the other day, and as part of that interface change, when you went and you used the new interface, it gave you the option to look at your privacy settings. So some companies are doing this more proactively than others, but certainly with TikTok, I wouldn't assume that the information that I'm putting there is private. I mean, the nature of the service is such that you're putting videos up on the web, so you want to be sharing that information with people.
That's interesting. We could spend hours chatting about this. Haven't even talked about contact tracing apps, which perhaps we'll get to the next time. Mr. Morgan, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. That's David Morgan. He is the principal consultant at Morgan Privacy Consulting.